And you're very welcome back into today's programme. Joyce, I have on the line Garda Kevin Farrelly for our Garda SOT. Garda Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
Plenty happening across Galway City and County over the past while, Garda Kevin Farrelly. We're starting with a burglary in Gort.
That's right. Gardaí and Gort are investigating a break-in at Derry Bryan National School that occurred between 8 p.m. on the 9th of April on Tuesday and 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday, the 10th of April. Entry was gained to the school and several items were stolen. Gardaí and Gort are looking to speak to anyone who may have witnessed any suspicious activity in the area or asked to contact Gort Garda Station on 091-636-400 or the Garda Confidential Line on 1800-666-111.
There was also a burglary in Loughrea.
That's right, Gardaí and Loughrea are investigating a break-in to a public house in Derry Bryan, Loughrea, that occurred between 9 p.m. on Tuesday the 9th of April and 8 a.m. on Wednesday 10th of April. Entry was gained to the premises and a small amount of coins was taken. Gardaí and Loughrea are looking to speak to anyone who may have been in the area and witnessed any suspicious activity or asked to contact Loughrea Garda Station on 091-842-870 or the Garda Confidential Line at 1800-666-111.
We're looking at another burglary now, this time in Woodford.
That's right, Gardaí and Woodford investigating a break-in that occurred at Ballinakill National School at between 1 a.m. and 10 a.m. on the 10th of April on Wednesday. Entry was gained to the school and damage was caused on the inside of the building. Gardaí looking to speak to anyone who may have any information in relation to this incident or ask to contact Woodford Garda Station on 090-974-9002 or indeed any Garda Station.
Yeah, a lot of burglaries, this time to a hardware store in Clymer.
That's right, Gardaí and Clymer investigating a break-in to a hardware store in Clymer that occurred on the 10th of April at 3:17 a.m. Entry was gained to the premises and a quantity of cigarettes were taken from the premises. Three males were seen fleeing from the scene in what is best described as a dark-coloured car. Gardaí and Clymer are looking to speak to anyone who may have witnessed any suspicious activity in the area around this time or who may have any information in relation to this incident or ask to contact Clymer Garda Station on 090-967-6142 or the Garda Confidential Line at 1800-666-111.
Now, there's also a public order incident in Clare Galway.
That's right. Gardaí and Loch George investigating an incident at the court at the traffic lights at Clare Galway in the night of April at Tuesday at approximately 4:30 p.m. where a male suspect exited his car and approached another car that was stopped at the traffic lights. In Clare Galway, this male proceeded to open the door of another man's car and verbally abused the driver of this car. Gardaí and Loch George are looking to speak to anyone who may have been in the area around this time or witnessed this incident or who may have dash cam of this incident or asked to contact Loch George Garda Station 091-842-870 or indeed the Garda Confidential Line at 1800-666-111.
Now we're also looking at a road traffic collision in Athenry area.
That's right, Gardaí and Athenry investigating a serious traffic accident that occurred at Rafford, Kiltullagh at approximately 2:05 a.m. a Sunday morning on the 10th of March. The vehicle involved was a blue Volkswagen Golf and was travelling from Kiltullagh towards Ballyfey. Gardaí and Athenry are looking to speak to anyone who may have witnessed this incident or may have dash cam footage or ask to contact Athenry Garda Station on 091-844-016 or the Garda Confidential Line on 1800-666-111.
Now, there was a trailer stolen in Derry Donalbeg, Oranmore.
That's right, Gardaí and Oranmore investigating the theft of a trailer that occurred at Derry Donalbeg on the 11th of April, a Thursday afternoon. The trailer was taken from a yard at Derry Donalbeg. The trailer is an Ivor Williams trailer with mesh sides. Gardaí and Oranmore are looking to speak to anyone who may have any information in relation to this incident. They ask to contact Oranmore Garda Station on 091-388-030.
Now, there's also a warning about fake 50-euro notes in circulation.
That's right. Gardaí wish to advise members of the public and particularly local businesses that there have been recent incidents where fake 50-euro notes were tendered to businesses in Saltoun and Banslow. Gardaí wish to advise local businesses and members of the public to be aware and carry out the necessary checks. You can go to Central Bank of Ireland .ie or the Garda.ie website to show how to check. Fake notes. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, it's also a very busy weekend in sport and you have a warning for motorists.
That's right. Gardaí and Galway just advised Galway United versus Shelbourne this Friday night at AMDC Park. Kick-off 7:45 p.m. and there will be the usual traffic restrictions in and around the stadium. And also on Saturday evening, Connacht will play Zebre at 7:35 p.m. And again, around the sports grounds, motorists be aware there will be traffic restrictions in place before and after the game.
All right, Garda Kevin Farrelly, thank you for joining us with the Garda Slot on Galway Talks. On now to trending topics, because I'm delighted to say I'm joined by my colleague Joshua Byrne from the newsroom. Joshua, good morning.
Morning, John.
Talk to us about AI. There's been a deep dive into AI essay cheats. This is a big problem.
Yeah, so reading the papers during the week, and there was a very interesting article in the Irish Times by Pilisha Clark, and she was basically raising concerns about AI in academics, and I suppose where it is now, you know, about a year and a half on from, I suppose, the blowing up of AI and AI coming into the mainstream as well. So yeah, it was a very interesting article.
And in terms of detecting it, I know it's difficult, but there are ways.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, you'll know from your time in university, or if there's any university students listening to this now, you know, when you are turning in an essay, you turn it into some sort of software that detects plagiarism. And universities now are using that same kind of software to detect AI content within, you know, academic essays or theses and that kind of thing. So there are definitely ways to spot it, and even AI generally turns out kind of similar formatting. So even with the naked eye, you can spot AI, but this software is becoming good. And but there is with the software being able to detect AI, another problem is arising that there's actually videos and tutorials on the internet now. When I was doing research for this, that I noticed are actually telling students how they can bypass these AI detections. So there's actually services that you can pay for that will take your AI generated content and make it so that plagiarism detectors and AI detectors think it's completely legit and original work. And Dr. Andrew Stapleton he's an academic, and he has a YouTube channel where he does deep dives into all of this. He tested 5 of these services and paid the money for them. We can hear from him now.
Now it is a game between the AI detection and the bypass removal tools. I tested 5 of them, and so I paid for all of these services. I paid for all of the detection, so you don't have to. It was many hundreds of dollars to test this. But essentially, they all follow this same sort of thing, which is you put in your content here, and then you get content back.
Yeah, so on that as well, his conclusion of the research later on in the video was he basically came to the conclusion that the AIs didn't produce anything that was good enough to be submitted on its own. But they did provide a very good base that you could work off and use at least some of the content, and it would be completely free from AI detection. Now, I'm not sure, you know, the ethics of this is something that's kind of, I suppose, yet to be explored, whether, you know, you can use AI generated content as a base to base your work off. You know, you would be using some content that isn't yours and ideas that you actually haven't come up with in your own head. So the ethics of that are up in the air, really.
Well, they've had some actual experience with that in terms of artwork recently, where an AI software created the artwork. Who owns it? Is it the AI company or the person who told the AI software what to do? Future problems, Joshua?
Yeah, so I suppose the concern goes beyond just academic dishonesty and academic integrity, because you have to consider this, you have to consider whether people using AI in their university essays and throughout their education, are these people going to have the necessary skills to go into important jobs when they're older? You know, like if you're in a journalism course and you know, you use AI to write up your articles and stuff, when you get into a job and say, you know, you're writing up an article, there's legalities that you have to follow. There's all sorts of
ethics.
Methods and ethics as well that you have to take into account. And if you're not equipped with the necessary skills, if you breeze through university using AI, now I'm not saying that's possible, but you know, just as a scenario to speak about, you know, these people aren't going to be equipped with the necessary skills, and you have to think of people in medication, people in the military, people in seriously important jobs, whether they'll actually be equipped with the necessary skills to, you know, to carry out the jobs that they need to do. And so One thing that's interesting is Eric Winero is he's a lecturer at the University of Gothenburg, and he spoke on a TED Talk recently about AI as a tool for learning, and he took a different perspective into it, and we can hear from him now.
Am I saying that we shouldn't allow AI within education? Am I saying that we shouldn't teach our students how to use tools such as generative AI? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that it is complicated because it's contextual. It depends. You can see it as climbing a hill. With today's advanced technology, we can ask the technology to carry us all the way up to the top. What I'm saying is that that might be a mistake. And there is another way. Because a remarkable thing about today's AI is that we can ask it to coach us, to guide us, helping us conquer that hill, but with our own effort.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, so going back, I suppose, to the original article that we were speaking about, Pilot Clark spoke about how research is suggesting, research in the US is actually suggesting that there isn't a rise in cheating since AI has kind of come into the mainstream. But there has been 3% of essays written that's used at least 80% AI written content. So there is students there who are slipping into this kind of pitfall of using AI to write the majority of their essays. Now, it is a positive that it's not the majority of students. But one thing that's interesting is 11% of students have actually said that they do use AI as, I suppose, a foundational base to, you know, come up with ideas and brainstorm. And like we said, I suppose the ethics of that are up in the air at the moment. But as we heard from Eric Winero, he believes that it can be used as a tool and it can be used in a positive way and something that universities can embrace instead of something that they are, you know, quite frankly terrified of, because I think a lot of academics out there are seriously terrified of academic integrity being taken away. And as much as I can understand that, the world is moving forward and technology is always progressing at the moment, and you know, when something like AI comes into the mainstream, it could be something that we just end up having to embrace and having to use as a tool rather than something that we use, you know, to cheat, to do any of that sort of thing. So,
well, you can't turn back the clock, I suppose. There are ways of getting around it, though, in terms of face-to-face assessments, etc.
Absolutely, yeah. And I've seen even in the University of Galway, a change back to a lot of handwritten essays and stuff. I imagine when I go back to college next year, I'll be faced with a lot more handwritten essays than I was used to. So I'll have to get used to that. But definitely ways to get around it for universities. But I'm sure we'll see, you know, universities beginning to embrace AI as well and not kind of, you know, turn a blind eye to it.
Mm. Joshua Byrne, thank you for joining us on Trending Topics. Now, are you a fan of the Galway GAA footballers? Because if so, you might be aware that it's the Connacht semi-finals this weekend on Saturday at 3:30. They'll be taking on Sligo in Markovich Park. Do you want to get a pair of tickets for that? If you do, stay tuned to Galway Talks. Good morning, you're welcome to Galway Talks with me, John Morley. GAA fans, turn up the volume right now because it's the Connacht GAA Championship. Galway travel to Markovich Park to take on Sligo in this year's Connacht GAA Championship semi-final on Saturday the 20th of April. Throw-in is at 3:30. Supporters are advised to buy their tickets in advance. Ticket sales are available from gaa.ie/tickets or at selected SuperValu and Centra stores. No tickets are on sale at the venue on the day. GAA, where we all belong. To celebrate this, we are giving two pairs of tickets today and tomorrow for the terrace in Markovich Park and one pair of stand tickets on Thursday. So if you want to be in a chance of getting a pair of tickets to the terrace in Markovich Park this Saturday at 3:30 for Galway against Sligo in the Connacht GAA Championship semi-final, all you have to do is text in the word Sligo to 086-3833-553. That's Sligo to 086-3833 and do so straight away. It's time for Evergreen.
Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. Kickstart your health journey with Evergreen Health Foods. With 8 Galway-based stores, a healthier you is just around the corner.
Helen Mannion joins me from Evergreen. Helen, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very well. We're looking all about gout this week, Helen. And is there anything good for gout in Evergreen?
Gout is a form of inflammatory arthritis. So it affects your toes and your feet and your knees. And it's pretty common, actually. And it's quite it's painful, and there's swelling and there's inflammation there. So when they come into us in store, they've already been diagnosed. So yeah. Obviously, no matter what you try, you keep your doctor in the loop so he knows in case he has to add further medical treatments and stuff. What you want to do is you want to flush out those uric acid crystals that are at the joints, and lots of water, cherry juice. And when people come in store, they have Googled it. So it's cherry juice, nettle and celery. So any combination of those. Cherry juice is probably, I would think, the one I get the best feedback on, because it's anti-inflammatory, lots of antioxidants. So whether you want to flush out the uric acid crystals that are causing the problems, whether you're training and you kind of have muscle stiffness, muscle soreness, whether you want to help with sleep, because cherry, the Morense cherry, is really a good source of melatonin. I think the cherry juice, cherry capsules, cherry juice, lots of water, cold compresses and a bit of patience. Maybe watch certain foods that might not be helping the recovery. Like your sugars and your alcohols and that kind of thing. But yeah, I would commit to always go with cherry juice, lots of water, a little bit of patience, and if it gets aggravated or doesn't get any better, go back to your doctor and see what he can do for you.
Okay. Now, what would help a dry mouth that's worse first thing in the morning?
Yeah, we get customers in all the time and they have certain conditions or certain medications or certain situations or maybe, sleeping habits that induces or causes a dry mouth, and it can be temporary, it can be permanent, it can be constant, it can be very uncomfortable and very distressing because obviously it's with them all the time. In store, what we can do is we look at certain things that might help, maybe give them some relief. So we have chewing gums and mints that would have xylitol, a really nice sweetener that doesn't cause any irritation or any side effects, but xylitol is antibacterial as well. So you can imagine if you have got a dry mouth, you're not producing enough saliva. And that can affect your oral hygiene, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Some customers find, those gums can be really, really helpful. Some customers find lots of water can help, and some find ginger tea, because ginger can stimulate your saliva.
Okay.
Sometimes there are other options, but I would go with the ginger tea or the chewing gums with the xylitol to see how that would work for you.
Right. Now, a listener says, my husband has psoriasis on his legs. Have you anything in Evergreen that would help?
Yeah, psoriasis is a hard one too, because you don't really know what causes it a lot of the time. There are maybe certain flares that might be cause an issue. And those itchy, scaly patches, you want to get the redness down and you want to get make the skin more moisturized and maybe calm the itchiness. So the two main things over the years that I've found that I get the best feedback on and that can help, especially with mild psoriasis over a couple of months, would be omega-3 oils. You can get it in the diet, your omega-3 from your fish oils, but actually the supplements are very convenient and you can get them a nice strong omegas in there. They can help with the inflammation, they can help many benefits in the body anyway, but they can really improve your symptoms. So the itchiness, the redness, the soreness, and helps start healing them up. A lot of maybe research out there lately that maybe low levels of vitamin D3 might be an issue there as well. I have actually an omega-3 fish oil in the shop that has vitamin D3 and omega-3 in the one capsule. Mm-hmm. And I think I would go with that. There's certain things you can do. Stress can aggravate it. There are lotions and potions you can try, and we have loads in store. But I think the omega-3 with the D3 could be a really good 3-in-1 solution to see how you get on for mild psoriasis.
Right. Another listener says, I have an 8-year-old with seasonal allergies. What would you recommend?
Yeah, the hay fever came out with the kids there the last couple of weeks. And it's really common anyway. And it's basically to find a solution that might help to get you through to the end of hay fever season, which basically will be maybe, I'd say, August. What I found best over the last year anyway, we have a range that you can apply topically. So you have nasal sprays, eye drops, eye sprays. And they have this natural moisturising safe molecule called Ectone. And what it does is it helps moisturise, but also if you've got an irritated mucous membranes, but also helps to help to protect. So when you come in contact with the pollen, it's basically there's a shield and a barrier up. So the pollen doesn't get near the cells and cause the histamine reaction. And they have nasal sprays, they have eye drops, they have eye sprays. And whichever way the pollen's coming in contact with your immune function, it can really help there. Lots of other things for everyone. Drops, cheese, tablets, lots of different things that might help as an antihistamine. But for an 8-year-old, I would do something like that. So when they're off outside playing, they can have a barrier either on their eyes or on their noses that might help to stop the pollen becoming an issue for them.
Okay. Now, my mother is recovering from shingles. What can I give her?
Yeah, it doesn't say what kind of symptoms are there or what is the main issue. Shingles are really common. We had a couple of staff members, young staff members, that had them over the last couple of months. So it's all ages, and the thing about it really is to catch it before it becomes a big issue. It could be 7 to 10 days with the blisters, another couple of weeks with the healing. So what I would do is, we have some really nice like creams and oils, and what they'll have is St. John's wort. And what St. John's wort will do topically, it's an antiviral, but it's a really good healer for nerve pain as well. So depending how, if there's pain there, what scabs are there, come in to us and we can go through options, a lot of calendula, a lot of really nice creams that might help. And then it's quite stressful, whether stress has brought it on or whether the symptoms are quite stressful or having the actual condition is quite stressful because you don't know how bad it's going to be. So what we would do is put you on a tonic. And what that will do is help with the energy levels, help maybe with disrupted sleep, help with maybe immune function. And it depends. So it's quite individual depending on the customer. But come and have a chat with us and we can see what's the best fit for you.
All right, Helen Mannion from Evergreen. Thank you for joining us on Galway Talks.
You're welcome.
Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. Kickstart your health journey with Evergreen Health Foods. With 8 Galway-based stores, a healthier you is just around the corner.
And I have to say the texts are pouring in. Sligo, get it in straight away to 086-3833-553 if you want to have a chance of winning one of the two pairs of terrace tickets we're giving away for Markovic Park today, another two pairs tomorrow, and a pair of stand tickets for Thursday as well. So stay tuned all this week for your chance of winning some tickets to go see Galway play Sligo in this year's Connacht GAA Championship semi-final on Saturday at 3:30. With thanks to Connacht GAA, thanks for them for putting forward these pairs of tickets. A reminder that you have to get your tickets in advance on ga.ie/tickets or at selected Super Value or Centra stores. And there's no tickets on sale at the venue on the day, so do not be disappointed. GAA, where we all belong. Still to come on the programme today, we have U-Man, a.k.a. Brian Flanagan. He's playing some brand new music for us, including High and also You on the ukulele. That's coming up next.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Visit Windsor Motor Mall Galway on the Monavay Road. A new way to car shop.
Good morning, you're welcome to Galway Talks with John Morley, and we're looking at music mornings now because we're joined by U-Man, a.k.a. Brian Flanagan, to play some of his new music. He's a new album coming out very shortly as well. But on the ukulele, here's Brian Flanagan, a.k.a. U-Man, playing You.
Let it rain down on the valley, I'll be high up on my hill. And if you'll be mine, the sun will shine, Lord knows she always will. I can hear the morning sing and feel the cool breeze on my face. With the love and sea you're bringing me, I know I found my place, and that's with you, you. I know I found my place, and that's with you. Yeah, that's with you, you. I know I found my place, and that's with you. Walking through this wilderness, a black cat by my side, searching hope for happiness, no longer can he hide. Ask it shall be given, seek and you shall find. Knock the door will open, leave your troubles far behind. So let it rain down on the valley, I'll be high up on my hill. And if you'll be mine, the sun will shine, Lord knows she always will. I can hear the morning sing and feel the cool breeze on my face. With the loving sea you're bringing me, I know I found my place, and that's with you, you. I know I found my place, and that's with you. Yeah, that's with you, you. I know I found my place, and that's with you. Found the strangest secret I'd loud to shout. A little pearl I learned from Earl, you're what you think about. If for what you wish for, you know it may come true. Open up your arms and see what's coming come to you. So let it rain down on the valley, I'll be high up on my hill. And if you'll be mine, the sun will shine, Lord knows she always will. I can hear the morning sing and feel the cool breeze on my face. With the loving sea you're bringing me, I know I found my place, and that's with you, you. I know I found my place, and that's with you. Yeah, that's with you, you. I know I found my place, and that's with you. Yeah, that's with you.
Well done, Brian Flanagan, a.k.a. U-Man. It's been a few months you've been into us since The Time Has Come was released, Brian. How has the music and all that been going in the meantime?
Fantastic, John. Thanks. Yeah, it's great to be back in again. We have the album coming out in June, so we were busy tidying up that, putting the band together, putting the tour together. So really excited with the new song that's out. High came out on Friday, Friday week. And it's going, getting a really great reaction from that. And we have a busy schedule ahead over the next few months.
Brilliant. And tell us about the song you're after playing there, You. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you. Yeah, I wrote that when I was living in Cork a few years ago. I was walking, there's a lovely valley in a little village called Clodove. And it was me. People think it's a love song. It's a love song to the universe. So it's very happy with that. And I'd only bought the ukulele about a week before. And I hadn't played it before, so I started writing it on this. So it was the first song I actually put on this. So I was delighted how it turned out, actually.
And now talk to me about that album that's being released. So You is going to be on it. High, Time Has Come. What else are you releasing on that?
Oh, we have Flamin' Day, which is one of my older songs on it, because it's my first album as U-Man, which stands for You Must Act Now. It's going to be called Crossroads, the album, and Crossroads is another song that's on it as well. And we have Feel Beautiful, which is the opening track. So there's 11 to 12 tracks on it. Very happy with all that's on it. And on the tour, we're going to have a few gospel choirs joining us to beef up the sound as well, so it'll be good.
Brilliant. And Crossroads, talk to me, that's the name of the album. Why Crossroads?
Good question. Crossroads is written because it's like the battle between the head and the heart. So if you ever have to make a decision and you're not sure, and your head says one thing, your heart says the other, and you have to decide yourself, nobody else can decide for you. That's really what the basis of the song is. And I suppose I work in a bit of finance, I work in music and other things. So some days there's a battle between the head and heart. So that's really where the song stemmed from.
It sounds like a labour of love, and it's like all music and all works of artists, very personal to you.
Yeah, all songs I write are written through inspiration, isn't it? I don't sit down to contrive a song for the sake of writing a song like a lot of artists might, which is fine. It's just not the way I work. I like to, if I'm inspired to write something, whether it's a line or a riff on a guitar or ukulele, that'll drive the song and it'll see where it takes us. So that's how I generally come about my tunes.
Absolutely. Talk to me about the newly released song High, which we'll be playing at the end of the interview. Just talk to us a bit about that and the background of that.
High is about achieving your potential. The opening line is what is the opening line? Staring at the ground. Too many people, I think, are looking at their phones or looking at the ground. They're not looking up, being in the present moment. And you have to be, I think, aware and appreciate what you have to achieve your potential. And also, you have to do it now. Don't wait while everything is perfect or until everything is perfect. Do it while you can and start, no matter where you are. And that's the basis of the song. And very happy now how it came about, because up to 3 weeks ago, we had the song recorded, but it was still missing something. And then I spoke to my producer, Billy Farrell, and I said, I'd love to hear a banjo on it. He said, well, the best banjo player in Ireland is living over the road, Jerry O'Connor. I said, geez, would you ask him? This is on a Thursday. And Saturday morning, Jerry was in playing banjo on it. So I was absolutely delighted to have him, because he's a legend in Irish music circles. And he did a great job on it. So that's high for you.
Brilliant. And the album's being released on the 7th of June. How is all the work going towards that?
Great. Yeah, we have two or three gigs. I'm guesting with the Mayo Concert Orchestra and Chapel Street Gospel Choir and the TF on the 10th of May with Mundy and Donna Taggart. On the 18th of May, we're in Cork with the Whitehorse Gospel Choir, launching the album on the 14th of June in the Grand Social Club in Dublin. Brilliant. With the Dublin Gospel Choir and the full band, and Jerry's joining us as well. And then there's more dates to come. I think we have Galway in there as well, so hopefully we'll have that soon.
Brilliant. Brian Flanagan, a.k.a. U-Man, thank you for joining us on Music Mornings and Galway Talks, and here is your latest single, High.
Thanks, John.
Every
everybody dies, see it not. Everybody lives. And the world will open up her arms to the one who quietly gives. So just look up while you're walking, see the beauty all around. Cause you won't find what you're looking for when you're staring at the ground. Wind's at my back, yeah, the sun's on my face. Feel I could fly my way right out of this place, so take me. Calling out to me, saying, listen, son, your time has come. What you made up now, we'll see. So I'll maybe meet my makers, all those heroes gone before. And we'll get to share our stories, how we walked on through that door. Love to the left of me, pride to my right. I'm getting ready to walk into the light, so
just fantastic. That's High by U-Man, aka Brian Flanagan. You can stream it now on all streaming platforms. Some of the comments coming in during that song. John, lovely program, great music, good to get it mixed and a little lighter. That comes in from Paula Bletton Flynn, and also absolutely brilliant, Bigger Things for Them Lads, John, and brilliant song, well done, for Mello and Lolo in Crestwood as well. So great praise there for U-Man and his latest single, High. So do stream and support U-Man if you're on Spotify, iTunes, and there's still more coming in. What a fantastic sound, says this listener. So well done to Brian Flanagan. Now, very, very important business to see to right now. Exactly. You know what that song means? It means it's time to announce our winner for the competition. And I'm delighted to say that winning two pairs of Terrace tickets today on the programme are Pat O'Connell in Renmore. A pair of Terrace tickets goes to you for the game Galway versus Sligo at Markovitch Park this Saturday at 3:30. And also winning is Maeve Joyce in Dunmore. So well done to the two of you. And I'll just let this play out. Because it is the Connacht GAA Championship, and Galway travelled to Markovitch Park to take on Sligo in this year's Connacht GAA Championship semi-final on Saturday at 3:30, as I've said. Supporters are advised to buy their tickets in advance. Tickets are available from ga.ie/tickets or at selected SuperValu and Central stores. No tickets are on sale at the venue on the day. GAA, where we all belong. Two more pairs of Terrace tickets tomorrow and a pair of Stand on Thursday. I have to say I love the Sunday game theme tune as well. That's where we make our leave for today's programme. Though, a reminder though, I'll be making contact with everyone in Clonbur on ARCA to go through that programme on Friday. It's our Community Matters series. We're out and about going to different parts of the city and county this year and talk to all local people about local issues, some nostalgia, some stories, some history, sport, music. It's a mixed bag of a programme and they've been going down a treat. We're last out in Ballygar and that got a great reaction as well. But it's Clonbur this Friday. We're coming from Burke's Bar and Restaurant, Chivurka, up in Clonbur. So if you want to get involved, do let us know here on Galway Bay FM. To our text and WhatsApp number, that's 086 38 33 553. You can phone Siobhan reception on 091 770 077 and email comments at galwaybayfm.ie. I will be making contact with my guests in Clonbur a little later on this afternoon, so I'll be making contact with all them and we'll be putting the programme together a little later on today. Coming up on tomorrow's programme now, it's already very busy. We'll be looking at Parkinson's because researchers are advancing understanding on Parkinson's disease and they're doing great work locally here on that as well. There's an awards scheme honours County Galway's community champions. We'll have Liam Carroll, the Gaelic of the county, someone from Act for Meningitis and someone from Eye for Life as well to talk all about that. We have the motoring slot with Jerry Murphy. The Kane sisters, Liz and Yvonne, they're the TG Gehar Gratham Cole 2024 winners and they'll be playing some live music with us tomorrow. We have financial advice with Dave McCarthy as we always do on Wednesdays. We've asked the dentist with Dr. Brian Delgado. And History Talks, James Heenan talks to us about a historical monument out in Portumna. So really looking forward to that. And there's a big event happening next week on that as well. So all that plus lots more coming up on Galway Talks tomorrow. Do you have an issue or a story you want to raise with us? We want to hear from you and we want to hear voice notes as well. So if you have an issue you want to voice note into us, do to the text and WhatsApp number 086 38 33 553 and phone in after the programme today. You can talk to myself or one of my colleagues here on 091 770 077. We would love to hear from you. It's your programme, it's your platform and we want to hear all news. You might think we already have it. If we do, we'll get onto it and we want to hear from you and put forward the issues that matter to you as well. So all that plus lots more coming up on the programme. Reminder, we'll have that competition on the GAA tickets. With thanks to Connacht GAA running all week. I must say, I can't wait for the Connacht Championship to kick off in earnest. And then the All-Ireland Series, it's only around the corner. I saw there was a great comments from the GAA president, Janet Burns. He's done a great job so far and he was very emotional and passionate, particularly in those league final speeches. I think everyone gave him a lot of plaudits for the speech in the Derry-Dublin final and they're really looking forward to the changes he's going to make as president. And they're doing great work in the Football Review Committee as well under James Gavin about the changes they want to see brought to football. But he's talking about possibly getting the All-Ireland final pushed forward back to the original date of September. That hasn't been done since 2017. So there's a lot of exciting things happening in the world of GAA as well. But that is where we make our leave for today's programme. My thanks to Sean O'Malkiron, who produced for me today, Siobhan, who took your calls at reception, and you, the listeners, for getting involved in the programme. But that is it from today's programme. If you want to listen back to the podcast, you can do so on our website. It'll also be posted on our social media channels. And if you did miss anything from today, a reminder that the programme will be repeated after midnight tonight. That's where we make our leave from the programme from today. For myself, John Morley, and all the team on Galway Talk, stay safe, have a very good afternoon. And Ronan Lardner is up next with the Livewire. Talk to you tomorrow.